What's up, everybody? Welcome to Tell It How It Is, No Filter. You already know who it is, but let's just play a little dumb in case. Sorry for the vulgar. I don't want to call you dumb, just I'm going to call you unaware. My apologies. Not dumb, unaware, if you don't know that this is Voice of Reason. Copy? All right, let's get right into it. Episode 226. Let's cover some things. That was ghetto. I should have restarted that, right? But I will not. First post that grabbed my eye. Let's just go right in. A female post. I think a guy fighting for his relationship and showing feelings is more attractive than someone who acts like they don't give a fuck. Let me just unravel this and not play with y'all. All right. So in a perfect world, you know, in a situation where you got two grown adults that are mature, transparent, and really trying to rock to the end of the road till the wheels fall off. This makes perfect sense. This is ideal. The problem is a lot of people are paired up with partners who aren't of equal sound mind and body. Maturity is not something that's cheap or popular. People are mature in certain ways. Some things click and some things don't. You have to work to survive. You have to have some kind of income coming in. So the majority will be mature in that sense, per se. But this thing called maturity goes further than that. It's all around growing up, learning that there's just certain approaches you should take when dealing with everything. So you can have someone who's responsible money-wise, but how they treat people is immature. You have some people who treat people with the utmost respect, and that's mature, but they don't know how to do the money thing, and that's immature. So we're not perfect. A lot of us have things to work on, and I don't want to make it seem like you're going to be this all-around stellar person where nothing needs improvement. Yes, I got off track because I really want to talk to you. But anyway, let's go back. Hold that. The reason why some guys may have to act like they don't give a fuck is because when they do, they get shit tested. Not all, but let's just go off of experience and past things. And it's easy to say, leave the past in the past. But if I was a guy that was always fighting for every relationship, showing feelings, and that shit got me nowhere, I may have to act like I don't give a fuck. For the time being, to test the temperature of the person I'm dealing with, then I'll know, oh, I don't gotta do that with this person. But just off rip, it's hard. You know, some people can stick to the same strategy. Like, some people, and that's real. It takes strength. It takes a certain type of strength, confidence within self to say, this is the way I am. This is how I'm going to be, no matter who I deal with. And then I'll just move accordingly, you know. So if I deal with a bozo, I got to clip her wings immediately, fine. Someone lasts a little longer, then I have to clip their wings. The thing is, when you notice something that's intolerable, you have to clip the wings right there and then. So you can fight for your relationship. You can show feelings. When something according to your standards get tested, you may have to clip immediately. So I spent too much time here, but it was the grand opening. That is beautiful. I wish we all could live in a world where the guy could fight for his relationship and show his feelings and not suffer no shit testing. You see, when a lot of women get comfortable and know that the guy is there for the long haul and he's providing and you know, he gets a little soft when it's a little, when it's guaranteed, we get a little soft. It's not that obvious soft. Probably no one outside the four walls will be able to tell, but he gets a little soft. So the woman gets a little complacent maybe, and the shit tests begin. That is why you can't just get this. And you can say tit for tat and a little bit of immaturity will be present if someone acts like they don't give a fuck when they clearly do. But women, do you ever ask yourself, because you have protection, right? Women know how to keep their guard up when they have to an extent. They have strategies behind that. Things that they do or things they don't do to protect their feelings to not get played. What do you think a guy's strategy is to protect his feelings? What do you think he got to do? And I'm going to let you think on that. Bet.
Ooh, that's a waste of time.
That didn't waste time. That was a good one. Fellas, do we experience this and try not to be in your feelings? But I have noticed this. And it's not all cases, though. Females that don't bring their homegirls to hang, or if they do bring their homegirls to hang, it's like they purposely withhold sex. I know. Women that are listening is like, what? So what are you saying? I'm supposed to just bring girls that's easy? I'm not easy, so I don't hang around girls that are easy. There's a big sensitive stick here. I'm just not watering it down. Let's keep it real. Females, think logically for a second. What I'm saying is, I'll create the scenario. If everybody's strangers, fine. If you have one guy, he hooks up with a girl. Maybe he's interacting and building something there. I'm not going to just say he met her Thursday and Friday he's in the drawers. I'm not saying that. Whatever their story is, who gives a fuck? It's not really to point them out. What I'm saying is a guy meets a girl. Whatever time frame passed, they had relations. Now he says, do you have homegirls for my homeboys? Yes. I won't be biased on this. I won't stay on one side. I'm going to defend both. He has scored. Him and the female have exchanged not only mental, but physical. And I'm going to leave that there. So now he's trying to say, where are your homegirls for my homeboys? Let's say we set that up. We get a couple girls to come out, a couple guys to come out. It's a tie. We're gonna say 4-on-4. Guys are, we're at a deficit. Let's just keep it real. I'm sorry, ladies. I'm not gonna keep doing this too and apologizing. I'm telling you the fucking truth. When guys go out with a female, 1-on-1, 4-on-4, 2-on-2, whatever the fuck, he wants to score. I have to be this brutal and like, I gotta get this through your skull. Cause I don't want you to think that there's something else. This is what it is. But let me calm it down a little bit. I'm gonna talk to y'all a little. So if that's what's on the membrane, and I'm just using that as a word, I don't really mean membrane. I want to be a little, like, you know, send a little humor your way to kind of calm it down. I got a little rowdy because it pisses me off when women try to act like that's a big surprise or they didn't have any knowledge that that's what guys are thinking. And again, it does not matter 1-on-1 or whatever. Let me hurry because part one's almost over already. We feel we're at a deficit already. It's not a sob story. Don't feel sorry for us. We're not playing victim. We just got to man up, step it up. But if we know our homie has a female that he's already established to an extent, and now he hooks us up with the friends, we're at square one. I got you, ladies. I get it. Square one. You don't owe us nothing. Each individual may move a certain way in these situations. But guys are going to feel a little pressured because, again, the main bro already cashed in. So, personally, if you want to just squash this whole shit right here, I don't even want that scenario then. If I'm one that's going to get in my feelings or look at it from a deficit. If I know my man is already into the female, they already done did things, and he hooks me up with the homegirl, it's not, I'm at a deficit. Let's keep it a buck. I am. Just me sitting here talking to you shows that I can talk and I can interact. So I don't give a fuck. That shit don't fuck up my confidence. I look at it as a deficit, but I don't, like, beat myself up like, oh, I'm not gonna score. I'm not gonna score. He already scored. This person doesn't know me. There's nothing I can do. But I'm going to interact and just go about it that way naturally. See how we interact. See who feels who. See how the vibe goes. You never know. So I'm done bashing the lady's side about it, thinking that there's some ulterior motive that the girl's going to tell her homegirls. You're just seat fillers. You don't have to entertain these guys if you don't choose to. Or I just want you to come because the guy I'm digging wanted me to bring somebody. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's like a forced hand. And just to, like, please the guy that she's into, she'll bring a bunch of there's no chance. Like, that does happen. Like, I don't want you. Don't get it fucked up. That does happen. I don't know how often, but that does happen. So that's what the guys are worried about, right? But guys, step up your game, accept the challenge. You know, if you work hard for something, you may appreciate it more if you cash in. So don't even trip. You know what I'm saying? But I will get on the guys a little bit that they have no patience for that. They think a little naive. We're a little naive. My man scored. She brings home girls. They should follow suit. Because what we thinking, fellas, the guy who organized this that already scored is scoring at the end of that night. And we would like to as well. But we got to put in the work. If it don't go that way, at the end of the day, look in the mirror. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to be humble. Appreciate that interaction and cash in another day. So don't sweat it.
Let me move because the time is crazy.
Fellas, we're losing the battle, the choice battle, with who we select to really be with. And I feel, again, I'm repetitive, and I say this over and over. Do you have to get to a certain age before you tell yourself, I love sex, yes. Whether I'm in a committed relationship or not, I love that. So if I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, even though it's only for the pleasure, I should still set standards. You still got to set standards. So what I'll give women credit for, a lot of them, not all of them, because some women know they're low-hanging fruit and bottom feeders, so they got to kind of take whatever they can get. And that's still giving them respect to know that and accept and be happy with that. Women are better at that than men, because there's some delusional men that know they don't deserve top-tier women and will still be disgruntled because they can't obtain them. So we're a little more naive. I give women credit on that. But listen, step your choice battle up. I mean your choice selection, because we're losing the battle. Sorry. Even a woman that settles, there was a factor that made her decide. Case in point, low-hanging fruit, bottom feeders. They know this may be the best it gets. But there was still something that guy did to make her go, I could work with this. I could work with this. Fellas, be more choosy. I've said that probably in the last four podcasts in some type of breath. But I can't stress enough. Even for the pipe game, you should be selective. Know your value. Know your worth. Your beef stick shouldn't go in any. You know what I mean? You should still say, I'm good on that one. Let's not just chase because the lusty and the feelings inside make us want to go ham. Have some self-control. You hear me? And this was a quickie. I got a lot more. Stay tuned for part 2.